From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Pope Francis landed Monday in the eastern city of Elgin, the second stop on a tour of the island nation, and one day after meeting with the Castro brothers who have ruled Cuba since 1959. Elgin, 743 kilometers east of Havana, has been a cradle of the Catholic faith on the island and is known for a cross that has overlooked the town for centuries. The Pope is scheduled to celebrate Mass in Elgin's Revolution Plaza, where tens of thousands had gathered, and will visit La Loma de la Cruz, a cross and lookout point above Cuba's third-largest city. The United States is reportedly considering abstaining from a potential UN General Assembly vote calling for an end to its long-standing trade embargo against Cuba. But U.S.-Cuba relations have taken a dramatic turn since the last vote in October 2014. In July, the two governments ended 54 years of antagonism and agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations. Embassies in Havana and Washington subsequently reopened, and U.S. President Barack Obama publicly urged Congress to lift the embargo. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said Monday that significant progress has been made in the U.N.'s long-running probe into allegations Iran worked to develop nuclear weapons. Yukiya Amano said environmental samples were taken at the Parchin military site before his visit, in a process that included Iranian representatives swiping samples. Authentication by the agency of the samples was achieved through use of an established verification process, Amano told reporters. Process was carried out under our responsibility and monitoring. Samples have been brought to Vienna and will be analyzed by agency experts. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States will resettle at least 85,000 refugees in fiscal 2016, beginning October 1st, including a minimum of 10,000 Syrians. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Speaking Sunday in Berlin, Kerry said the United States will significantly increase the numbers of refugee resettlement in the course of the next year and the following year.
One of the reasons it's difficult is that post 9/11, we have new laws and new requirements with respect to security, background checks and vetting. So it takes longer than one would like, and we cannot cut corners with respect to those security requirements.
Last week, more than 20 former senior U.S. officials, including some who served in the Obama administration, urged the White House to accept 100,000 Syrian refugees in fiscal 2016, citing past U.S. efforts that allowed tens of thousands of Cubans and Vietnamese into the country. Kerry said the administration does not have the money allocated by Congress to hire the people necessary to do the job of expediting and expanding the process. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Leftist Greek Prime Minister-elect Alexis Tsipras claimed victory Sunday in national elections, saying he will quickly form a coalition government to implement austerity measures demanded by European creditors in exchange for billions of dollars in bailout aid. With more than 90% of the vote counted, Syriza was carrying 35.4% of the vote and winning 144 seats in a 300-member parliament. The New Democracy Party was second with 28.3%. And a Syriza supporter said that we feel very happy and vindicated. It was a very difficult pre-election period. We are young people and we want Greece to finally clean up its act. Sunday's vote was the third national election in Greece this year. West African negotiators have announced a plan to end the crisis in Burkina Faso, where a military coup overthrew the transitional civilian government last week. The proposal announced Sunday would restore civilian authority, but offer amnesty to the coup leaders. General Gilbert Diendéré, the leader of the elite presidential guard, overthrew interim president Michel Kafando and his government. Diendéré was angered that supporters of ousted President Blaise Compaoré were to have been kept out of elections scheduled for October 11th. Under the New Deal, presidential and parliamentary elections will now be held sometime before November 22nd. Candidates who are loyal to Compaoré will now be able to be allowed to run. The plan will be submitted to the UN African Union Summit Tuesday. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.